Good morning. It's 7:15 a.m. on Wednesday, July the 17th, 2019. Good morning. Good morning. I'm up. I'm out. I'm moving. I got my boots on at 7 o'clock. Terrible night. I didn't sleep worth a damn. But I also did not go back to bed this morning after being awakened. I just got moving. So I've been up about an hour. Come on. Well, different brand, but same idea. Chemical fertilizer. Goodbye, this lady here.
Good morning.
Pass around the inside of the turn. I'm hunched over. I can't seem to break the walking hunched over habit. Times four. 64 miles as of last night. They seem to be really focused on the numbers. Summer's like 6,400 calories, 64 miles. Each mile is about 100 calories, so. In the space of 16 days, that's like 15, 16 meals. So yeah, in theory, this is helping keep my weight down. I weighed myself before bed last night, which is never the good time of day to weigh yourself, but I came in at 172.6. Yeah, the tenths of a pound are not terribly significant. So rounding 173, which is a good place. If I could be down to 172.1 by the end of the week, it'd be better. And yeah, that number I'm really paying close attention to because it is directly I pushed up really hard this morning. But it's directly related to my A1C, which is my glucose level. And getting that glucose level is down as far as I can get it. Takes away a lot of problems that I might be having down the street, down the road. I So I've got a board meeting. Well, a budget and accounting meeting this afternoon. I did my groceries yesterday. I made my yogurt on Monday. I should probably do something domestic today. The yogurt came out pretty good. It's I've been over draining it, I think. So a lot of the whey goes away. It's left kind of. It's left kind of like cream cheese. Quite as stiff, but darn near. So last night, the last time, I just gave it a couple hours. Didn't let it drain all night. And the volume was slightly larger. It's a measure of how much whey is left in it. Man.
You gotta do your walking when it's cool.
I know. You gotta do your walking when it's cool. Words to live by here. And I have not opened Cape Grace in like a week. I've got to get that file back open. When Scrivener is open, when I have it open on my desktop, even if it's not the top window and I have it open, I tend to use it more. But every time the computer reboots, it doesn't restart Scrivener. I really need to get a Linux machine back again as my primary. I've been lazy because I've been playing games. Windows is good for playing games. Too great. Stardew Valley is addictive. I'm not exactly sure what it is about it. I think part of it is you can't arbitrarily save. So once you've started the day, you're committed for 20 minutes. Prairie dog warning the others that I'm walking by. Okay, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. Here we go. It's not particularly cool this morning. I have to say, it was 6 o'clock. It was 66. 7 o'clock, it was... It's only up to 68, so it's a good thing I got out because it's climbing. Well, it's climbing slow, but it's going to pick up here as the sun rises. It gets up higher in the sky. starts beating down. Mm-hmm. Lady with a little Scotty dog. I ran into the athletic t-shirt guy before I turned on the recorder. Yeah, sweaty, hot. Yeah. It's, I don't have a lot to talk about this morning. It's a function of not doing anything really interesting during the day yesterday, or the day before. I have withdrawn from public discourse pretty much everywhere. I've stopped watching the news. Just sort of retreated into my own little Stardew Valley world. I haven't even played EVE Online that much. I gotta get back on and find out where my characters are. Maybe I'll do that this morning. Get in, burn a little rock, make a little cash. Okay, last bit here. So I'm just come along now and cut down all of the herbicided weeds.
interesting. Almost back. Somebody here at the Pokestop this morning. I'm glad I didn't wait any longer to get some more. Oh, I can feel that breeze. It's beautiful. I'm glad I didn't wait any longer. The sun is really heating up here. I need to go to bed earlier if I'm going to be getting up at 5:30, 6 o'clock though. Here I am, out the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then. Mm-hmm.